During her stop at the donors' conference in the Egyptian resort town of Sharm el-Sheikh, Secretary Clinton said no one can afford any more setbacks or delays in forging peace in the Middle East. She said the United States hopes that by providing aid to help the Gaza Strip rebuild, it can foster conditions for a peaceful and responsible Palestinian state. Conditions in Gaza remain dire after Israel's 22-day campaign on militants destroyed thousands of homes. Journalist Mohammed Dawas in Gaza, reporting for VOA, says heavy rain in the last few days has created even more misery for those living in tents. Pledges at the donor conference in Egypt far exceeded the amount that Palestinian officials had hoped to raise for reconstruction efforts. The challenge now is putting the money to work to rebuild Gaza. Israel controls all border crossings into Gaza and does not allow construction materials such as concrete or steel to enter the strip. The Israelis fear that Hamas may use the materials to build military facilities and step up attacks on the Jewish state. Mark Regev, a spokesman for Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, told VOA his government wants assurances that the funds will not be misused. Secretary Clinton's schedule on Tuesday includes meetings with Israeli leaders. She is due to travel to the West Bank on Wednesday for meetings with top Palestinian officials. Her aim is to see how best to revive the stalled peace process. Both sides are eager to know the details of how the new Obama administration will pursue peace in the region. Both have a long list of expectations. Politics professor Ali Jarbawi at Birzeit University in the West Bank says many Palestinians believe that years of negotiations have yielded them nothing. He says they hope the Obama administration will use the U.S. influence on Israel to give the peace process a push. Israel expects the same level of support that it has historically received from Washington, and Israeli leaders seek cooperation from the Obama administration to keep up the pressure on terrorists, as well as on Iran and its nuclear ambitions. It is uncertain how much progress Secretary Clinton could make on this trip. Israel is in the midst of a political storm following inconclusive general elections last month in which hawkish parties made a strong showing. A new Israeli government will likely be led by rightist Benjamin Netanyahu, who says he wants peace with the Palestinians but is unwilling to negotiate on key issues and has refused to declare his support for the two-state solution favored by the United States. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.